Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Moore. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Smith reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Avila steals second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Avila moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera bunts towards the mound. McLish catches it and throws to first to double up Lawler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Geiger reaches second base with a double. McLish moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLish tags and scores. Geiger tags and moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. McLish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McLish takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Raymore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Harrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio bunts towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Billy Moran. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Preston Ward pinch hits for Cal McLish. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Preston Ward now playing third base. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball towards center. Geiger catches it and throws to Avila, who relays to Vernon to double up Staley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel pinch hits for Billy Harrell. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Don Mossy. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.